A new year and a new name for United Way of the Roanoke Valley is now United Way of Virginia's Blue Ridge. And joining WFIR anchor, senior reporter Gene Moreno and me live in the studio right now to talk about that, we're going to get an update, is United Way President and CEO Abby Hamilton and also Keanu Price Marshall, Vice President of Advancement. Good to see you both. How are you?
Good morning.
Nice to have you.
It's been a while since you've been here.
Good cold morning.
I know, right? Right?
Right? Nice to see you both. And as we get started, I guess this will be directed maybe either of you. Why the name change to United Way of Virginia's Blue Ridge? Is it more symbolic, perhaps, of United Way's coverage area? What factors went into making that rebranding after many years as United Way of Roanoke Valley?
Well, good morning and happy new year. Mm-hmm. That's a very loaded question. Let me see if I can get to all those different parts of it. So first of all, it's been 50 years since United Way has changed its name. And just in 2024, United Way, your local United Way, celebrated our 100th anniversary. So we celebrated our centennial last year. And it was at that time we reflected on our service area. And we also realized that United Way Worldwide was changing its imaging, its branding. So we said, well, if we're going to have to slowly change out a lot of our branded products, it'd be a perfect opportunity to have a name that reflects the area that we serve. So we did actually focus groups and polls and surveys of our different supporters and volunteers and asked them what would be an appropriate name. So we gave some suggestions based on a wonderful volunteer committee that made some suggestions. And after the board voted that this is the right time to change it, we put out some names, and United Way of Virginia's Blue Ridge was the most reflective or representative name of where we serve, because we serve not just the Roanoke Valley, but Franklin County, Craig County, and many areas in between. So that really, to give you the full transparency behind it, the whys, how we came up with United Way of Virginia's Blue Ridge.
So, Abby, do you think the name change is a better reflection of what you guys are doing? And in some ways, could it actually help increase the donation base? Because people, you know, Roanoke Valley, when you say Roanoke Valley, a lot of people think Salem, Roanoke City, Roanoke County.
Yeah.
Talk about the whole, you know.
Well, I was going to say, I would hope so, because I think that's the name Virginia's Blue Ridge is actually an identity that is shared within the region, and especially over the last few years, like that is
right.
Who we are. And the point of us changing our name and adopting that is for people to see themselves in our work and understand that they're part of it, whether or not they're a volunteer, they're a donor, or a partner of ours.
It's funny, you know, Visit Virginia's Blue Ridge, mm-hmm. they changed their name from the Roanoke Valley Convention and Visitors Bureau, Blue Ridge. The YMCA now is YMCA
yes.
of the Blue Ridge. So it's sort of like an overarching brand name. Yes. And so you guys climbed on board, and it's probably, I guess, a decision like this, do you have to get approval from United Way headquarters, that type of thing?
Yeah, we run that by them just to share and make sure nobody else is using the same name. But I think it's also, I think about the moniker Virginia's Blue Ridge, and it talks about the quality of life, the beauty of this area, the assets that we have. And attaching that to the United Way brand only means and emphasizes how important and critical United Way is to achieving that kind of quality mm-hmm. environment.
We talk with United Way President and CEO Abby Hamilton and Keanu Price Marshall, Vice President of Advancement. Let's look back at 2024. I noticed on the website, guys, that there's a lot of emphasis on childcare, training educators, and so that to make sure that healthcare is more accessible. There's been a lack of affordable healthcare in recent years. Has been progress made, or are there still a lot of barriers to childcare for parents who want to go back to work?
Oh, absolutely. I think just because the year changed and it's not 2024 anymore, a lot of these same problems still exist. I was just reflecting on the drive-in, how about 60% of working households or families that have young children, they have both parents in the workforce. And so you can imagine the lack of childcare could be an incredible barrier, not just in terms of cost, but just availability of where they can access that. And there's lots and lots of stories of businesses that can't grow and recruit employees because there's no childcare for the people that they want to bring in.
Right. So how did you help train people to do that job? Is it just getting more people familiar with what the job entails, that type of thing. I mean, my kids went to Country Bear right here.
Yeah.
And there were a lot of younger people there, but they had an interest in going on to be a teacher or an educator or something involved with that profession. Is it maybe part of it? Is it maybe letting people see, especially younger people, that childcare could be a gateway to something else?
Oh, absolutely. I think one of the major shifts over the last, I would say, decade is seeing childcare not just as a nice thing or it's daycare, but really as a primary economic driver for any community. And really statewide, you know, this is not separate from what the Virginia Chamber is doing and our economic development partners. They see it as a critical piece to making sure that the economy grows and families become a richer part of the community.
I know there was a child care tax credit for a while. I don't know if that's gone away or whatever, but do things like that help, at least in the short term?
Oh, absolutely. Child care is probably one of the most expensive items in any household's budget. There are a lot of families, and I'm sure, you know, people will have stories of their own where somebody had to quit work so that they could stay home and take care of kids. So any other system change like that in terms of friendlier policies, affordability, making sure that people view childcare really as a profession and as an important part of the economy is going to be a good thing.
Let's look ahead to 2025. Maybe start with you, Kiana. Biggest challenges and objectives, any overall arching theme you guys are going to go after this year?
Well, I don't think although our name has changed, our mission has stayed the same. So we still have all the same focus areas that we've had over the last few years, continue to build off the momentum of the last several years. I think it's important not to get too data-driven, but so far we've helped over 5,000 households in our goal to elevate 10,000 families to self-sufficiency by 2030. And that's a goal, an audacious goal that this organization established back in 2018. But we'll continue to empower families, ensure children have a strong start, promoting health and financial stability. Those are all of focus areas that we have been looking at over the years. We'll continue to focus in on this year. For example, I don't know that we've talked about this yet, but one area that we are very proud of is our work as it pertains to community health workers, CHWs. And they truly are out there creating pathways to individuals, to our neighbors here within the community for thousands. In particular, in not just the Roanoke area, but we've got a couple that we're very proud of in the Franklin County area that are part of our United Way team that are allowing for our neighbors to have access to resources and programs and helping them navigate the healthcare system. So that's another strong focus of ours. But continue to create opportunities that will have lasting change and making sure that our impact is felt in the future.
All right. We are visiting with our friends from United Way of Virginia's Blue Ridge. That is Abby Hamilton and Kiana Price Marshall. And Kiana, you just touched on really the community health workers program and what that's all about. But we're 3 to 4 years past the worst of the pandemic. Inflation has come down, although many prices like food remain higher. So how has all of that impacted the ability of United Way and other social agency nonprofits to raise money via donations?
Oh, my gosh. You know, it is an incredibly difficult fundraising year. Well, several, right, since the pandemic. And I think I'm not alone in saying that the ARPA money, the federal funds that have been available for us over the last few years have been incredibly good in terms of meeting the increasing needs of community.
But a lot of that's going away, correct?
Exactly. So this is, I think, the final year where you can spend that money. And there's a scramble now for nonprofits to make up for the loss of funding and federal funding. So that's going to be a continued challenge for everybody. And I would think that the lesson that we've learned during the pandemic, where we all banded together to find the resources and work together to maximize what was available to help as many families, is a strategy that we will continue to go back to. So it's really core to what United Way is doing. It's United is the way for us to move forward into the challenges of the future.
And you've got to make sure that people understand that they're getting good bang for their buck if they make a donation. They can see the results, and that's part of marketing United Way also, make sure people understand how you're spending their money.
Definitely. And I think there's still a misconception out there that United Way strictly goes out, raises money, and vet to see what other nonprofits need that money. And yes, that is a strong portion, a large portion of what we do. But United Way itself has so many programs that it oversees and it implements. For example, you know, Abby was speaking about the importance of early childhood education. Well, we have incredible United Way team members who help families navigate the system, who help families who say, I cannot find a way to find childcare. Where can I get my kid in? So boots on the ground that are helping families find that spot so that their child can go to school, have that strong start, so that these parents can go to work. I never forget my first couple of weeks with United Way a couple of years ago. I see this check presentation with a lot of zeros, which was going to a childcare center so that they could help families afford childcare. Now, you know, that happens based upon grant research, grant funding, but there are also individuals who have to find that sort of grant funding. And so it's the support of the community. When you invest in United Way, you allow for all these things to happen to help families to be able to work and for children to have safe places to learn and to be able to thrive.
Just a couple minutes left. We're talking with Kiana Price Marshall from United Way and also United Way President and CEO, United Way of Virginia's Blue Ridge. Also the Best Community Builder of the Year.
Oh, as, thank you.
As mentioned by, as voted by Roanoke Magazine readers last year. But just how are we making progress in the homeless issue, working together with other agencies, Abby? The numbers seem to be ticking down a little bit. Are we making progress? I just saw this morning that, you know, the Rescue Mission Bay is going to look for a rezoning to build 155 affordable housing units in Southeast. But are we making progress?
Yeah, I would say our partners in that issue have been working hard for many, many years. And so I give full credit to the ability for them to work together, maximize those resources. So one aspect of it is making sure that people who are currently homeless find temporary shelter. And we are expanding, that group is now expanding the solutions to include like permanent items like an actual home that they can afford. And the housing stock and increasing that is probably one of the biggest challenges that we face as a community. And not just us, it's a national problem. So for us to be, for organizations like the Rescue Mission and the City of Roanoke and other groups to be investing in that is important because it is the key to really solving that in the future.
Really, only about a minute left. I wanted to ask you about the name change, United Way of Virginia's Blue Ridge. Any kind of an education you may have to do to make sure people realize that that's United Way of Roanoke Valley, that it's not in Shenandoah Valley or whatever?
Yeah, well, it's funny you say that because right now the Roanoke Magazine is looking for votes. And so we just sent out an email just yesterday to our several thousands, 15,000 supporters. And we had to put in parentheses, you know, last year United Way of Roanoke Valley won this award, now known as United Way of Virginia's Blue Ridge. You know, it's going to be a long road ahead for people to adjust to say United Way of Virginia's Blue Ridge. I love hearing you say it, Gene. We're only a few days in on this new name, so it's great to hear it this morning from someone outside of the building we work within. But yeah, it's going to be an education and a change. But even though our name has changed, our heart and our mission remains the same.
Right. Abby Hamilton and Kiana Price Marshall from United Way of Virginia's Blue Ridge. We're going to have to leave it there. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.